Greek asked a former chief of staff about an outburst from the ex-Scottish First Minister regarding communications with the UK government.
She then replied, "This is excruciating. Their comms are awful." Then she goes on to say, "His utter incompetence in every sense is now offending me on behalf of politicians everywhere." Nicola Sturgeon says, "He is a clown."
The aide Liz Lloyd also told the hearing that online meetings with Boris Johnson felt slightly pointless because he wasn't well briefed and didn't listen properly. A man's been sentenced for manslaughter because of diminished responsibility after killing three people in Nottingham in June. 32-year-old Valdo Calocane was suffering from paranoid schizophrenia when he stabbed two students and a caretaker. Shoplifting offences in England and Wales have risen to their highest level in 20 years. Over 400,000 were recorded by police in the year to September, up nearly a third on the previous 12 months. The Court of Appeals quashed the 2010 fraud conviction against the former sub-postmistress, which was based on evidence from the Forte Horizon IT system. Kathleen Crane was ordered to repay more than £18,000 she was accused of taking from her branch. Tougher knife legislation is being introduced to Parliament to further clamp down on zombie knives and machetes in England and Wales. Legislation is being introduced to close loopholes and to make it illegal to possess, sell, manufacture or transport the weapons. Home Secretary James Cleverly says it will make the streets safer.
When I became Home Secretary, I made the immediate decision to go further, to put forward this secondary legislation to support what we've already done, to make the possession of zombie knives illegal and to close the loophole.
And England's cricketers have endured a difficult opening day of the first test in India. They were bowled out for 246. In reply, the hosts were on 119 for one. That's the latest.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
All right, let's have a look on to the weather. I don't know why I said it like that. I really don't know why. And also, I don't know what I'm doing with the weather. Where am I getting? I'm just oh, that's well done, Michelle. I've just lost the screen. I don't know what I'm doing today. There we go. We're back. 12 degrees, light clouds and a gentle breeze. Very overcast in Brentwood. No sunshine today. But tomorrow, it's going to be sunny, 11 degrees. And also Saturday and Sunday, although it's going to be sunnier tomorrow with a little bit of sunshine on Saturday and Sunday. But it should remain dry. Temperatures dropping down to 11 degrees overnight, which is nice and warm. But tomorrow, back down to 1 degree overnight.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company. Proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
A very good afternoon. You're listening to Michelle Ward on Phoenix 98 FM. Here with Eat My Brunch from 10 right the way through till 1. It's just me in the studio. I've got my phone plugged in. I've got one of those big charger things. I think you can get little, smaller ones. I'm forever charging this thing up, though. It didn't have to go through the charge quick, but I'm forever running out of charge on my phone. I think I might have to do an upgrade. I don't like doing an upgrade on my phone. I think I've had this for 5 years. And I've seen the new... Oh, do you hear that? Sorry, shouting down the microphone, Michelle. I've seen the new phone. I'm sounding very aggressive. I've seen this new phone, and I don't know who makes it, but it was... it basically folds out into a tablet and then folds into a phone. I was like, oh, is this a real thing, or am I just any, or am I just imagining it? It's not that... I know there is one that folds, but this one folds from a tablet size into a phone size. Yeah, I'm very clumsy. I know it, but yeah, you probably end up with a line. I know they say you don't, but you must do eventually, where you keep folding stuff. I'm very clumsy. I've actually got a really... The case that I've got on my phone was 50 quid, because it's one of the best ones you can get, because I was... I had a case on my phone, took it off, this is years ago, and I was outside here, and I'd actually taken it off because I was doing something and walked outside and dropped it straight on the and smashed the glass. So the one I've got now is brilliant. You can throw it down the stairs. I don't try that, but it's really good, a good quality one, because I am very clumsy. But, yeah, I need to get a new phone. The thing is, they're really expensive. And I probably, would I go for another iPhone? Maybe. Yeah, possibly. And then you've got to reinstall everything, haven't you? I get confused. I might treat myself. It's my birthday coming up. Maybe I'll get it. Because I do use my phone all the time. And I've got a tablet at home. And I use that all the time. Mainly to play games on. I like these murder games on. There's murder mystery games. And there's things where you have to go up and you have to solve crimes. And sometimes they're so hard. I do have to use the cheat mode. But you can't do that very often because I play the free games. But I do like playing those. I do play a lot of, game. But this is not what you're meant to do. If you want a good night's sleep, you're meant to go to bed, turn the lights off, not have the radio on, and relax. I've got the radio on, I'm on my phone, and I've got my tablet playing a game. It's not good. Ooh, I snuck into Siobhan's folder. Ooh, I like this one. Here is Patricia Russian. This is the Get Me Nots.
Yeah.
TLC with Creep, the 1996 remix. I think I can hear a little bit of talking over that. Can you hear it as well as with me going? Like going around the twist? Quite possibly. Now, coming up next is the music of sound. This piece is composed by Neil March, Florrie Namier on the piano and vocals, Eleanor Trent on flute, and Neil March on synths and programming, and it's called Anandi. So it is out now. This is the music of sound. If you like what you hear, go and add the musicians on Facebook or have a look at their socials on Instagram. It's really easy. I put it all on the Eat My Brunch pages on Instagram and also Facebook. Just look for Eat My Brunch Radio Show and you can see a click to all the artists I play, and you can like their pages. So here we go. This is the first play for the music of sound, and it's called Anandi. all that's the music of Sound and Mandy. Just next 12:16, you're listening to Michelle Ward on Phoenix FM. Phoenix FM.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Button Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.huttonspice.com or give us a call on Glenwood 226 124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
Immerse yourself in the true Mediterranean essence at Leilina Modern Lebanese, nestled on Billericay's vibrant high street. Uncover the magic of our hidden garden. Sip on exceptional cocktails, savour unforgettable cuisine, and create cherished memories that linger long after you leave. Enjoy a complimentary glass of house wine when you mention Phoenix FM upon booking. Available Sunday to Thursday. Terms and conditions apply.
If you're up for a fantastic challenge, for an inspiring cause, why not take on the Baker's Brentwood Half Marathon for St. Francis Hospice? Taking place in March 2024, it's a great opportunity to get fit, make a difference, and be part of Team SFH. For more information and to find out how you can take part, just search St. Francis Hospice or in your car.
Phoenix FM.
Oh,
There we go. That was The Jam with That's Entertainer Now. I've just got a bit of it. What does it mean when you get itchy left hand? Let me have a look. Talk about yourself. Itchy left hand. Is that my... What's that mean? Oh, I know it could be a skin irritation. Oh, white over. Not an itchy palm. No. I can't believe it normally. Why is my hand itchy in one spot? Let's have a look. No, I haven't got nerve damage. No! No, what is the myth about itchy hands? Let's look. They say itchy palms are a sign of greed. I haven't got itchy palms, it's a finger. No, I don't want to see all these terrible things that you get wrong with you. It's just an old wives' tale. What does it mean? Itchy left hand, little finger. Let's see what it says. No. Scabies? No. Old wives' tale. In some cultures and superstitions, it believes you may receive some money or financial gain. Oh, please, yes. After my new bill, it costs $3,100. Goodbye. And died on me. I had to have a new body fitted right after Christmas. Couldn't have come at the worst time. And I'm very lucky I was able to buy one. Powerful, it basically goes still. Before it was a trickle, and also from the bath took an hour and a quarter. So I'm really grateful that I've got heating because before I didn't, and for 2 weeks I had no heating. And it really makes you, it isn't just because it makes you miserable, because you can't get yourself, even when you're in bed and you have to get out of bed to go downstairs or do anything. It just gets into your, you know, the floors get so cold. Everything just gets really cold. And it gets in. I said, keep saying it gets into your bones. That's the problem when you've got no heating. I really appreciate it. But anyway, I might be getting some, receiving some money or financial gain. Incoming wealth. Oh, I hope so. I hope so. Oh, bless. I have to say what happened, actually. He won't be listening. I have somebody that, he's a lovely guy. And he basically runs a fan page for me. Not that I have many fans, but he does. He does, and he reposts everything from my Instagram, my TikTok, Facebook, and he puts it all onto his page. And he does it for Leanne Louise. He also does it for the Condriacs as well. He's really, really kind. He's lovely, Daniel. But when I said to him about I'd got this boiler problem, I said, oh, you know, it's a right pain. I was messaging him and everything. And I said, oh, it's a right pain. I said, I've got to get, you know, the money together. It's over £3,000, a lot of money. I was just really angry because I also wanted to use some of that money to do some promotion for a song that I was going to put out in January. I'm going to leave it just a little bit, probably till February, because you do need to have a little bit of money behind you. I wasn't going to use for three grand, but I was going to use some of it. And so anyway, a little bit later in the evening, he's a lovely guy, but he came back to me and went, have a look at this. And he'd done a Just Giving page saying, please can you help Michelle pay for a boiler because she's got to use that money instead of using it for doing her music. And I sort of went, oh my God. And then I went, no. And somebody had already donated £50. Somebody that I've never met before. She does follow me on socials and she's a fan of the Condriacs as well. She donated £50. And I just went, basically it will go back to her, because I said to him, you've got to shut it down. It wasn't as easy because somebody donated. It will take a little bit of time, but she'll get her money back. It doesn't go to me anyway. It goes into like a fund and then you have to withdraw it, the person who set it up, and then they forward it on, blah, blah, blah. But I was number one, I felt, you know, really humbled by it, but then also quite embarrassed. So I said to him, no, you get, I said, you can't do that. I said, you're asking people to pay for my boiler. I said, it's a nice idea. I said, but no. I said, you know, that's not the kind of thing that, you know, it was done with the best will in the world. But I couldn't believe that somebody had already put £50 in. So I messaged her and I said, you're so kind. I said, thank you so much. That was really, really kind. I said, but I can't. You know, I said, I've asked Daniel to, you know, take the page down. But he did it with the best will in the world. That was the thing. As I said, I'm lucky that I could afford to do it. At the moment, there's loads of people out there, you know, struggling because of heating and stuff. It's a terrible situation for a lot of people. And I did want to mention, while we're here, about the food bank. Now, as you know, the Trussell Trust are helping with Brentwood Food. Well, they are part of the Brentwood Food Bank. of the Brentwood Food Bank as part of the Trussell Trust. And they fed an unprecedented 177 people in one day. And they've seen 5% rise. There's 5% rise in energy prices, and they said the number of people is only going to increase. So if you've got any spare bits, tins, they'd like ham, tuna, you know, chicken, potatoes, spaghetti, ravioli, things like that, jams and spreads, biscuits, coffee jars, pastries, fake toothpaste, cleaning bleaches, you know, washing up liquid powders, or a lot of carrier bags, they would be really appreciated at the Brentwood Food Bank. It's all www.brentwood.foodbank.org.uk, and you can find all the links on our website. Coming up next, we've got some Bruno Mars. Here he is, his 2024 magic. Tonight.
Celebrate a birthday, anniversary, or maybe an engagement soon? At Brentwood Golf Club, our fully licensed function room is perfect for you. With reasonable room hire, a fully stocked bar, and access to decorate your theme from 10 a.m, contact Stacey or Chanel in our functions team on 01277 375 101 to find out more. Brentwood Golf Club Function Room. Making your celebration that bit more special.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can Do if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy, whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0776 009 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
Get the home improvements you've always wanted at a price you can afford with SEHBAC and our biggest January sale. There's up to 50% off our stunning range of windows, doors, conservatories and extensions, and the option to buy now, pay in January 2025 or 2 years interest free. Transform your home for less with SEHBAC. Get inspiration at your nearest SEHBAC showroom or at SEHBAC.com. Representative 19.9% APR. Terms and conditions apply.
Phoenix FM.
Oh, I was having a good old boogie too. Jamaican funk. I love that track. Coming up next here is Katie Tunstall with Hold On. That is Stardust. Such a classic tune. What are you up to for the rest of the day? I've got somebody popping over to the house. Nice, isn't it? Looking forward to that. Cup of coffee, maybe a glass of wine. I haven't got any wine, as I said. I've only got champagne. Not opening champagne. I don't like champagne anyway. It's only one brand of champagne I like. I'm not really keen on Prosecco. I had a very unfortunate incident on Prosecco when I was out with my friend Belinda about 10 years ago. We went to Prezzo's in Hornchurch, I believe, and we had pizza and then two bottles of Prosecco. And I was on the high street. I don't know what happened. It was terrible. A very, very fizzy drink. Fizzy doesn't really agree. I think it might have been the quantity, but definitely I really got put off from having Prosecco. People go, well, have a glass of Prosecco. I'm like, no, because it's bubbles. I don't, you know, it's, and dry. I'm not really keen on, like, dry white wine. So when you drink something like Prosecco, it's sweet and it's dry and it's...
Phoenix FM Travel News.
I have to make that noise. Let's have a look at the traffic and... the travel for you. Right, first off, Brook Street roundabout is looking fine. Heading up towards the M11, no problems in both directions, and going all the way down to the M25 and to Lakeside is clear to the Hartford Bridge. A little bit busy as per usual around Wilson's Corner, but it normally is. The A12 is running nicely. Junction 13 to 16, there's some roadworks there. 40 mile an hour speed restrictions while they do all the repairs to that bumpy, horrible road. And you've also got a little bit of traffic on Malden Road. That's just past the Danbury Country Club in both directions. A little bit busy heading up towards the street, I believe it is. Can't see any other problems on the roads at the moment, but you will get more traffic and travel with Joe at 3. Now, a slight change to the schedule after me today. Siobhan is actually going to be moving to Sunday, so we'll miss her here on a Thursday. But don't worry, there will be there'll be other presenters taking over. But today you'll have the playlist, so it'll be a load of great music coming up. And then after that, you've got Joe Bailey here with the Drive Time Show, bringing home with interviews, drive life sessions, and a guest, Michelle Spencer, who's going to be talking about mindfulness and well-being. Then you've got Darren Mutu with 98 Not Out, the Non-League Hour with John Chubb, Bumper to Bumper, a trawl through all the music from the 1960s onwards, and then you have The Night Shift with Madeline Christie. That's all coming up on Phoenix FM. Keep it tuned in here. That's what I meant to say. Why can't I get my words out? What's wrong with me? Let me play this for you.
If you love country music, make sure to get your weekly dose on Thursday nights by listening to The Night Shift, hosted by me, Madeline, playing all of the latest tracks that country music has to offer each and every Thursday night, 10 p.m. until midnight. The Night Shift on Phoenix 98 FM.
And that reminds me, I must update my my jingle for the show. Not that probably anyone plays it now, but it's very, very old. I need to really get that sorted out. It's, yeah... I must do that. I will do it probably end of the year. Here's Candy Staten with You Got the Love.
We'll be right back. as you promised me that I was more than all the miles combined. You must have had yourself a change of heart back halfway through the drive, because your voice trailed off exactly as you passed my exit sign. Kept on driving straight in that far future to the right. That I can't face memories, or something even smoking weed does not replace, and I am terrified of weather, cause I see you when it rains. Doc told me to travel, but there's COVID on the planes, and I love Vermont, but it's the season of the sticks, and I saw your mom, she forgot that I existed, and it's half my fault, but I just like to play the victim. I'll drink alcohol till my friends come home for Christmas, and I'll dream each night of some version of you that I might not have, but I did not lose. Now your tire tracks in one pair of shoes, and I'm split in half, and that'll have to do. So I thought if I piled something good in all my bad, that I could canceled out the darkness I inherited from Dad. No, I am no longer funny, cause I miss the way you laughed. You once called me forever, now you still can't call me back. And I love Vermont, but it's the season of the sticks. And I saw your mom, she forgot that I existed. And it's half my fault, but I just like to play the victim. I'll drink alcohol till my friends come home for Christmas, and I'll dream each night of some version of you that I might not have, but I did not lose. Now your tire tracks in one pair of shoes, and I'm split in half, but that'll have to do. And I saw your mom, she forgot that I existed. And it's half my fault, but I just like to play the victim. I'll drink alcohol till my friends come home for Christmas, and I'll dream each night of something you that I might not have, but I did not lose. Now your tire tracks in one pair of shoes, and I'm split in half, that'll have to do.
That's Noah Kahn with Stick Season. Just came out to 12:54. I'm going to be handing over to the playlist for 2 hours. And then you've got Joe coming up at 3 o'clock with the Drive Time Show. And then I'll be back in tomorrow from 10 o'clock for the last show of the week. While I'm here, why don't I play a little bit more new music? Have I missed something? Let me have a look on my little list of what I've got to play out today. Have I been naughty? I've played everything. Well done, have I? No, I have not. I've been naughty, so I'm going to play it for you now. This is Beat Bakery and Holly Berry. Played it yesterday, got a great reaction, over 95 reactions on Instagram for this. It's called So Hot, and BBC Introducing have just said they're listening to it. Oh, they'll be on BBC Introducing, but I had them first. I had the exclusive.
Really want you. I know you feel it. You say you want me, but do you mean it?
brilliant. That is Beat Bakery and Holly Berry with Sunset. It's Tom Walker taking us up to the news with Burn. Have a great afternoon. I'll be back tomorrow.
Through the black smoke, I can see your face. Embers they rain as the walls come down. Where do we go when the lights go out? Just to watch me on my knees, my heart, it bleeds while you pour gasoline all over me. Set me on fire, cause you love the hurt. Set me on fire, just to watch me. Burn! Burn! What would you do if you lost control? How would you feel if your dreams were sold? Both your hands tied in your tape-top mouth. Me on my knees, my heart, it bleeds while you pour gasoline all over me. Set me on fire, cause you love the hurt. Set me on fire, just to watch me.
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM.